This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay, so let's start with the raids on Michael Cohen. I want to read something from Vanity Fair. Emily Jane Fox wrote this. She said, while Trump's allies have dismissed many of the people in the special counsel's crosshairs as low-level campaign officials or waved away the charges against Paul Manafort as unrelated to Trump, Cohen is inextricably and emotionally linked to the Trump family. Last summer, he told me he would, quote, take a bullet for the president. How is what happened today different than what we...
Well, I don't know what they're looking at. The only thing that I can tell the president and his supporters in the country is all. If President Trump's campaign colluded or worked with the Russians in an improper way, they're in big time trouble. If that didn't happen, most of this won't matter. Stormy Daniels is not going to matter. I don't know what the NDA was all about. Michael Cohen may have done something he shouldn't have done in terms of that legal transaction. But the one thing President Trump needs to be assured of, if he didn't work with the Russians, the American people will see through all this. If he did work with the Russians, he's in trouble. And I've seen no evidence that he did.
And he's maintained all along that he wants this to wrap up. He said he wants to talk to Mueller because he says he's confident that they won't find anything. I mean, listen, his attorneys are going to fight with him about that. That apparently has been a big point of contention.
But here's the point. If the Trump campaign in some way received help from the Russian government, Russian intelligence services, WikiLeaks, coordinated with them, that's a big deal, and they'll pay a heavy price. All of this other stuff is just background noise. The obstruction case, if Trump didn't collude with the Russians, why he fired Comey really doesn't matter, because he could fire Comey for the way he looks. So the only thing I've ever really been concerned about is whether or not the campaign coordinated their efforts with the Russian intelligence services or some ally of Russia, and I've seen no evidence of that yet. This Michael Cohen thing, if it's not related to Russia, if I were Trump, I wouldn't worry about it.
All right, I want to play a little bit of what Molly Hemingway had to say on Special Report tonight, talking about Mueller and the fact that he seems to be feeling pretty confident these days. Here's what she said.
Mueller is unafraid, and it's worth remembering that he was also unafraid when he botched the anthrax investigation by targeting the wrong person, a blunder that cost taxpayers quite a bit of money. I think at this point there is definitely a burden of proof that the FBI, Department of Justice, and special counsel have to meet. President Trump talked about some of the conflicts of interest that are there, and Rosenstein actually has quite a few of them.
He actually talked about them tonight when he was asked whether or not, why haven't you fired Mueller? And he did talk about that. He didn't give an answer there, but then he went on to talk about Rosenstein, and so clearly these two men are on his mind.
So I remember the Ken Starr investigation. The Democrats went after Ken Starr. That is a Republican hack, that everybody that worked for Ken Starr was a Republican. You shouldn't believe a word they said. So this is not unusual to make the special counsel a political punching bag. The only thing I could tell the president, Mr. Mueller has a good reputation. He's doing his job professionally as far as I can tell, and the only way you can dismiss him is for cause. And again, if you didn't coordinate collude with the Russians, you got nothing to worry about. The only way you could get in trouble is to take the law in your own hands, and Richard Nixon tried that. It didn't work out well.
No, it did not. Okay, I want to ask you quickly about Syria. In the wake of the chemical attack last week, the president has publicly called out Putin, Russia, Iran for their involvement. Tonight, your colleague, Senator Mike Lee, had this to say. He says, if we do put together a response for them, he says, if the response is going to include military force, the president of the United States should come to Congress and ask for authorization before military force is used. What's your take?
I think Mike Lee's been wrong about almost everything related to this war, and I like him a lot. The Congress declares war. The president can't do that. We've only had 5 declarations of war in the history of the country. The president, as commander-in-chief, has all the authority he needs under Article 2 to go after enemies of this nation. How many people, Mike, does a guy have to kill by chlorine gas until the world gets upset? The president can't rely on the United Nations. It's a feckless body when it comes to rogue regimes.
They vote tomorrow.
Yeah, but what will they vote? Nothing will happen. The only thing that can happen is for President Trump to lead a coalition of the willing, the Arabs and Europeans, to go in and destroy every air base that Assad owns. If I were president, there would be no runway available to the Syrian Air Force. There'd be no planes available. And I'd make Assad a target because he's a war criminal. So this president, Donald Trump, has brought North Korea to the table because he's been tough. This president's got the Iranians worried because he's tough. Here's what he has to accomplish. Kim Jong-un has to look at what he does in Syria and say to himself, I don't want to cross Donald Trump. Look at what happened to Assad. If it's one and done, if it's not part of a comprehensive strategy against Assad, then you're going to embolden every bad actor on the planet, including North Korea and the Iranians. This is a defining moment for the president. Take this guy on, blow his Air Force to smithereens, and go after him. The next thing you know, the world will be...
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
So what do you think? The Newsboys have done it again, huh? And David A.R. White, this movie is coming up. Boy, I'll tell you, three weekends in a row, faith-based movies coming out big time. I can only imagine. Still moving people. I had a dear friend go and see the movie this week. I told her, I said, you this is going to really touch you. It's very, very powerful. And she went, she said, Bill, I was surprised. Even, you know, here it's been out for a week, and the theater was packed. And God's Not Dead 3 coming out this weekend. This song is very powerful that you heard at the opening of the show. You talk about a bridge that is needed in this country today of all this contention. You know, I almost sound like Donald Trump, you know, just saying, hey, what do you got to lose? You know, for all the fuss and commotion and everything else, you realize above politics, above all this stuff, there is God who is in charge. And anyway, thank you for being here with us just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. And we have Deanna Lorraine with us, a relationship coach, a media commentator. And great to have her here with her, author of the book, Making Love Great Again. Deanna, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming in. You know, so much conversation about Stormy Daniels. I thought, well, let's play it by ear. Let's see how much traction this has. And after the 60-minute interview, I guess that was the big deal, you know, the highest ratings that 60 Minutes has had in a long time, which just goes to show you, you know, America likes the sleaze, I guess, still.
Yeah, that made me actually kind of disappointed in America. I was hoping that a lot of them would just tune out and maybe choose to do something else, or maybe realize the stupidity of it all. But I was actually disappointed that more people tuned in than they should have.
Well, at least they tuned in, and now they know better, you hope, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I found myself fast-forwarding through some of it because I just thought, this is really, it was more of a nothing burger once again.
Right.
I don't know what you thought, but it was so much hype. It was so hyped up for weeks, and promises of salacious details. And, you know, it's sad that people really in America, this is something that they tune in on a Sunday evening instead of something that is more positive and something that unites the country, something that brings us closer to God.
Yeah, it is disappointing, you know, for CBS doing this. You know, part of the problem that I have with this, Deanna, is that, you know, here you've got somebody, in a sense, breaking an agreement on some kind of alleged technicality that, you know, because allegedly Donald Trump didn't sign the document, so it invalidated it. But, you know, she took the money. She did spend the money, I would assume. And here it is. Now she's seeing this opportunity to make even more money. And I think this is what people are seeing. In fact, they were interviewing, you know, of course, you know, CNN had to then bring on, let's bring on the evangelicals. We'll get women, the evangelicals, those Stepford wife evangelicals.
Right. Oh,
we'll bring them in to see what they say, right?
Exactly. And it's all just, the reason why it's also so disappointing is because it's just all really, the motive is an attack to smear President Trump.
Right.
The left absolutely hates him. They hate that he's the president. They hate that he has successes. They hate that he's actually really trying to bring the country together. So they'll do everything they can to make it disunity, to create chaos and tear him down. And this is like, it's sad that this is what they've, this is like the last card in their deck that they're throwing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know. They keep coming up with new cards. I don't know. You know, when you think that they're down to the last card and it's like, okay, throw the old maid out. Let's just call it over and, you know, we'll call it a day. Can I say old maid anymore or is that going to earn me a hashtag?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so,
it bothers me that people fall for it, though. I mean, most people that are a little bit more awake can see the tactics. They're dirty. They're just the more of their dirty tactics. It's more of the same that their cards are. And unfortunately, they keep pulling out a dirtier card. And it's sad to me that most of America is still following that card or still kind of chasing down that wild goose chase.
Well, to me, it's why the National Enquirer, you know, when it was, you know, on the rise and everything, was selling 18 to 20 million, you know, papers every week. It, you know, people love the sleaze. They love this salaciousness and all that. And it's like, okay, and here's Donald Trump. And you know, I think people tuned out in part of the way through because they said, well, there's no blue dress here, so let's just move on, you know.
Right. Yeah. And look, it was over 12 years ago, and it was consensual, and it was one time. And she is a porn star. And, you know, I mean, there's so many things about the story that was kind of like, I think a lot of men could actually say, okay, well, this wasn't the worst thing in the world, even if it was true. But because of all the lies that have been in the air and everything back and forth and the way that this has been presented and it came out and she took this money, agreed to it, and now she won't actually shut up and stop talking, you know, it just screams of moral indecency and it screams of attention and doing things for the wrong reason, and I can't, it's just really hard for me to take it seriously. And I think that a lot of people, you know, maybe they like the entertainment factor of it, but I think a lot of people, they're not really taking it seriously because of that.
I think you just triggered a new idea here, Deanna. Maybe she could be the opening act for Hillary Clinton. What do you think?
Right, she can go on her apology tour.
Yeah, they go together. They'll be the 1-2 punch for the left and go out there and, you know, she can do the opening act and then, you know, here comes Hillary. I mean, you know, so.
Oh, you know what? We would be guaranteed a presidency of Trump in 2020. The two of them could be the circus act.
Well, this thing's incredible, Deanna, because to your point, you know, yeah, okay, this is a little sidebar deal, and maybe it's more amusement than anything else for the American people because, you know, they'll go through, and I understand there's some people just absolutely hate Trump. I mean, they just, and it's just like, wow, how sad that much energy would go in to somebody that you really don't know, but yet the guy's helping you make more money, your 401k looks better than it's ever looked, and oh, lest you forget what happened the 8 previous years under an administration that weaponized all these institutions that we thought we could count on, like the IRS and the FBI and CIA, and it goes on and on, all the wranglings that they did, and here they are, they open up this false premise Russian collusion, and now the boomerang's coming back on them, and if anybody's guilty of collusion, it seems to be more them than Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. It is more them. The more that they go down this trail, this witch hunt, the more that I believe that we see the corruption is really on the Dem side. And not only that, but the corruption is even deeper than I think a lot of people knew. And it just keeps actually proving more and more that the people that have America's citizens, you know, the best intentions for the American citizens are actually not the Democrats at all. And they're getting more exposed every day. But what is difficult to swallow and that I pray about is that there's so many people that are asleep in this country and they are so far removed from God or even their own intuition, their own common sense.
Right.
They're brainwashed. They'll just believe whatever the media spoon feeds them. And, you know, literally, I read articles every single day and scan the news. And the news tells you what to think. It says, here's how to think about, you know, Trump and Kim Jong-un meeting.
Yeah.
Or here's what to say about this. And they just eat it up.
Yeah.
And it saddens me that they, you know, where's their own gut feeling? Where's their own conclusions? Where's their own research?
We'll talk about the Stepford effect and what they're promoting, right? Deanna Lorraine is with us. We've got more from Deanna on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Listen as we continue to work on making love great again.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, he is risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia.
www.radiolive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country, around the world via shortwave, welcome. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Deanna Lorraine is with us, author of the book, Making Love Great Again. I guess the bow on Stormy Daniels is that whether banned is passing through had a little effect on Donald Trump. If anything, it just exposed the left's machinations all the more, Deanna, right?
I believe so. And I think that it almost makes people defend him more. Mm-hmm. Because they're tired of it. It's like the boy who cried wolf. Where, mm-hmm. You know, every time the sky is falling with them, the sky is falling. And we're tired of it. True patriots are tired of it. We can see the evil in it. And we want to just focus on uniting the country. The things
exactly.
That unite the country, the things that, that unite our families. And we want to build a country. We want to be positive. We're tired right. of being negative.
Well, I think we all can appreciate once again that your past will come back. I mean, there is some learning lesson here. I mean, you know, and even though it's being manipulated by the media, as people have said repeatedly, you know, Donald Trump didn't run for sainthood. He ran for the presidency. And when you look back right. historically, among all the presidents and their men and women in the Oval Office and that, it is endless. I mean, you can go right down the line. So, it's like, you know, and we know this about people in positions of power.
Yes.
You know, he did make some rather crude comments with Billy Bush, you know, on the coach. And, you know, that's found its way out. And, and as he said, locker room talk. But this stuff in the media business, sadly, it does happen. And I think that's what, you know, the porn star even reiterated, saying, look, you know, she was a big girl, even at 27. She wasn't a victim, saw that she made a poor decision. And, you know, I guess she was reaping what she had sown. But, you know, the whole idea here in like your book in Making Love Great Again, that's the good and noble part. And the thing about love is that it's always there, Deanna, I find. It's whether or not we want to exercise and focus on that, or do we just want to be contentious?
Right, exactly.
Is that fair? Because I see people, you know, like in divorce courts and that, and you know, and you go, and I see these couples, and I go, wow, not that long ago, you spent a lot of money to get married and tell everybody how you loved each other, and now here you are with these attorneys fussing and fighting. What happened here?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think that we have that love as a country. The problem is, I say that we're in this romance apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Where men and women are becoming the enemy of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we have destroyed, or not we, but, you know, the country and certain forces in our country have been trying to destroy the very foundation that we once cherished and that we know work and that made us so great, like the family. You know, the concept right. of the family has been something we always believed in, the importance of, mm-hmm. and the fundamental relationship between men and women. Right? How we need each other and how we can't live without each other. And we have
right.
a synergistic relationship. We believed in the concept of the American dream, and we believed in hard work, personal responsibility, and having a strong moral character. We believed in these things as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And those things have proven to make our country so great. And at the same time, they've proven to make our relationship so great, right? Hard work,
exactly.
commitment,
mm-hmm.
believing in God, believing in the necessity of man and women. And for the last 60 years, those very concepts, those very principles have been under attack.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at this place where even the concept of gender identity is at attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even
exactly.
That's trying to even attack the very idea that men and women even need each other, or the very idea that the traditional nuclear family is the best kind of family, or even necessity, that's now under attack.
Yeah.
And that's a really scary place that we're living in. But we have a chance to right this ship,
yeah.
and I believe that we should. I think people and patriots need to really rise up and say, these things are essential to me.
Mm-hmm.
We need to fight for our traditional values.
Mm-hmm.
We need to fight for those values that made America so great, because at the end of the day, we can either live in disunity and have this chaos and division that's been going on in our country now, mm-hmm. and have men and women on opposite sides of each other and disconnected from God, or we can be that country again that really had strong, thriving families mm-hmm. and strong relationships between men and women and a lot of respect for each other, hard work, and you know, have that spill into the great country that we have.
Exactly.
Because the two, they're both interlapping, is our American values and the downfall of America and the downfall of our relationships and families.
Mm-hmm. And what you're pointing out here, Dan, is these are God-given. They're God-given commandments. And the reason that God commands it is because, you know, outside of God, we can't love. And hopefully what you're talking about, I mean, this is a holy week. We're going to conclude this week with, you know, the most incredible event historically that's ever happened on our planet. And that is Easter Sunday, when you know, the people went to the grave and it was empty and Jesus rose. And maybe that would be our prayer this week, is that, you know, love would rise out of the ashes, you know, with all the contention that the media has whipped up and the division that has taken place by, you know, some of these political ideals that are in contention with our U.S. Constitution, which, when you think about our U.S. Constitution, it's a reiteration of godly principles, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, you know, things that were given to us by God, not by man. And so here it is. This is what lies before you today. You got life or death, the Bible says, and even the Bible goes so far, in case you get confused and you may be lost, is that you don't want to choose death. Life is the right choice, okay? That's the best option. And what happens, for the sake of contention and for some idea that we want to be more right than somebody else, we compromise the very thing that our hearts are aching for. What is wrong with us, Deanna?
Well, we're in kind of a fallen state right now, right? I mean, we have these negative influences and trying to tear up God's will for us. You know, God wants men and women to be together in harmony. He wants us reproducing and having strong families and having a strong, thriving country and blessing that. But, you know, these negative forces are trying to tear us apart and trying to take us away from our nature, our godly nature, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What He intended for us. So we need to get back to our roots. We need to, you know, stay strong and fight back and say, no, these are our values. And I believe in, you know, the divine relationship between men and women, and that it's good, and that we are not enemies. And fighting against this kind of modern feminism rhetoric that kind of tries to pit men and women against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And fighting back against the political correctness that says that gender is just totally irrelevant. Yeah. And that God didn't create, you know, men and women to be different or on, you know, a synergistic relationship.
Right.
And all these kinds of things that are trying to remove us from God and remove us from our true nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, true patriots need to stand up and say, no, this is enough. We need to hold on to it because this is the truth.
Yeah. And what you said earlier was that we complement one another, whether it's our relationship with God, our relationship with one another, we complement. And in complementing one another, that means we complete one another, which means that there's something lacking when either of those two elements are missing, right? Whether it's our relationship with God, our relationship with one another. If something's lacking there, we're missing out. And guess what? We're going to get frustrated, but we're going to get angry. And here we are in 21st century America in a bit of chaos. But like I said, the wonder of love is that it's always there. Is that the question is? The question is, are we going to focus on that? And that's what I love about your book, Making Love Great Again. Deanna Lorraine has been with us. Deanna, how can people be in touch with you? By the way,
thanks so much. They can get my book on Amazon, Making Love Great Again, and find me on Twitter at DeannaLorraine7.
Deanna Lorraine 7. All right, Deanna, thank you so much. It's Bill Martinez at 29 after the top of the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online at Bill Martinez live.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for everything you need to know about the show. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, dog attacks are a nationwide issue and not just a postal problem. The Postal Service, joined by the American Humane, American Veterinary Medical Association, Insurance Information Institute, and the State Farm Insurance, is driving home the message that dog bites are a national problem and education can resolve that issue. The encouraging news is that the number of postal employees attacked by dogs nationwide reached 6,244 in 2017, more than 500 fewer than in 2016, but it still is a problem. Today, the U.S. Postal Service is showcasing technology that alerts mail carriers of potential attacks while releasing its annual list of cities where the most dog bites were recorded. Now, the organization also highlights safety initiatives to help protect its employees and offer tips to pet owners. And here to tell us about not only that, but also that it's National Dog Bite Prevention Week that is taking place April 8th through the 14th. Linda DiCarlo, the USPS Manager of Safety, is with us. Linda, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much. It's very exciting to be able to talk to your listeners about National Dog Bite Prevention Week and really help drive home the fact that this is all about responsible pet ownership and protecting anybody who comes to your house.
Well, you know, some people think that dog bites, because, I mean, it's good news that it's coming down, and 6,000 dog bites is a lot of dog bites when you count them all up. But maybe, you know, people think, well, maybe it's more urban legend than it is reality, because we're not talking, you know, this is happening hundreds, thousands of times, thank God. But this is a real problem, isn't it?
It most certainly is. You know, you mentioned the 6,200 plus letter carriers that were bitten, but that pales in comparison to the nearly 4.5 million Americans who were bit last year. And
wow,
most of those were kids and the elderly. So we really do have a duty to make sure that we're protecting anybody who's coming to our house, and that we're treating our dogs and training our dogs to be respectful to anybody coming.
Well, tell us about the new technology that the Postal Service is using to protect its workers.
Well, you know, it really starts from the very first day we hire a letter carrier. We do extensive training to use some of our low-tech options, such as our satchel and dog spray. But we also give videos to teach them how to read dog language and know how to respond. I guess what you're really talking about, though, is the mobile delivery device, which is that handheld scanner that you see every carrier have when they come to your house with a letter or a package. They scan it to indicate delivery. Well, that piece of equipment also provides what we call geofencing notifications. So as a carrier is approaching a house where we know that there is a dog in residence, it'll give that carrier a little alert. That alert doesn't mean don't stop at this house. It simply means be aware there's a dog on the property. He may or may not be in the house. So make sure you're ready and alert.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have added some options to some of our online services. So when you schedule a pickup from a carrier, you have an opportunity to indicate in that system that you have a dog. This way, again, our carriers are alert, especially as carriers are moving from route to route, and you may have somebody new who's not familiar with your pet.
Now, what about, you know, telling the carrier? I mean, let's be honest here. You know, if your dog is aggressive, you either, you know, put the dog away knowing a carrier is coming at a certain time, or at least giving a heads up to the carrier that, you know, my dog gets aggressive.
Absolutely. You know, there are a couple of tips that we share with homeowners that have animals. And the first big one is the one you just hit on. If you know that your dog has a tendency to respond to people coming to your door, the first thing you should do is put that dog in another room, close that door, then go to the front door, because you'd be surprised at how many dogs just burst through storm doors mm-hmm. just to get to whoever's on their property. You know, and the second tip is if you've got kids and a dog, make sure your kid understands that they shouldn't take the mail directly from a carrier, because to dogs that looks like a threatening gesture.
Wow.
We have to remember that these dogs are just doing their job. They're protecting their homes. They're protecting their families. But, you know, unfortunately, it does get to a point sometimes where our carriers just feel unsafe walking to your home. And if that's the case, we will stop delivery to your house until we're sure that the dog is back under control. And you'll have to go to the post office to pick up your mail.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Unfortunately, if your dog is just kind of one of those neighborhood nuisances, you may start to infect your neighbors as well, and they'll have to come to the post office.
Yeah, because that's what happens, to your point, is that what one dog will do, then others can pick up the bad habit, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, it's all about responsible pet ownership. Postal Service isn't anti-dog. And we're just trying to look out for our communities and for our carriers, because they want to go home safe every day just like you do from work.
Exactly. And as you say, not only are the postal carriers our targets, but others in the neighborhood as well. As you mentioned, that is a big number in terms of the general population being bitten.
Yeah, 4.5 million people is no joke. And, you know, when you look at what that costs, not only in human suffering, but there's also insurance costs. You know, you mentioned that we partner with the Insurance Information Institute and State Farm. They indicate that they cost approximately $37,000 per claim whenever your dog bites somebody on your property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars each year just because people are not being responsible pet owners and watching out for the folks coming to their homes.
Now, Linda, something I'd heard before was that sometimes dogs can be particularly aggressive because they don't know somebody. I was reading something where postal carriers were encouraged to even acknowledge the dogs, that sometimes that helps. Have you found out that that has been the case, or is that part of urban legend as well?
Well, I think you have to look at it from a behavior and an understanding of animals. There's a myriad of reasons that a dog might be more prone to bite than others. Sometimes they're scared, sometimes they're sick, sometimes they're startled. You know, we do train our carriers to sort of jingle their keys as they're approaching a home so that the dog's not startled. Again, we use the satchel, and in rare instances, the dog spray to keep a dog away from you. But I think it really does come down to understanding that the dog is doing what they're supposed to do. And it doesn't matter what type of dog, what size of dog. If your dog has teeth, it has the potential to bite. You know, we like to say at the Postal Service, even good dogs have bad days. We don't know what's going on with that animal at any given moment, and we need to treat it with respect and dignity, and we need to make sure that we're alert and aware of our surroundings at all times.
Well, Linda, where can our listeners go for more information?
We have a lot of great information hosted on the American Veterinary Medical Association website, and that's at avma.org. And we also encourage your listeners to share their stories and experience on social media using hashtag PreventDogBites.
Well, Linda DiCarlo has been with us. Linda, thank you so much. Appreciate all the information. Have a great day.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. According to a new McLaughlin and Associates Media Research Center national poll of likely voters, 75% agree with the statement, when I watch live sports or entertainment shows on TV, I am trying to get away from politics and do not want to be bombarded with partisan political messages. Here with us to tell us more about the survey and the poll is Dan Gaynor with the Media Research Center. Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing better than the networks are with them pushing out this agenda.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, go ahead.
Not only 75% said they agree, but 8% said they didn't know. So the difference is not 75 to 25. The difference is 75 to 17.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, this is amazing. And of course, we've been enjoying March Madness. We were talking about it earlier this morning that what a joy to be able to watch some pure basketball devoid of any kind of political input. So it's a nice escape.
Well, and that's, I think that's all ordinary people want. Oh, 75% is not conservatives or Republicans.
No. Right.
75% is the overwhelming majority of everybody who just wants to be left alone. Note, the poll didn't say avoid liberal politics or avoid conservative politics. Just said they don't want to be bombarded with partisan political messages.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that you have the political seasons that take place and we're carpet bombed with all the political messages. It's like, you know, America's willing to give you that, that front when it happens. But then after that, leave us alone. You know, let us enjoy some things and look at the NFL, what they found out the hard way, or they're finding out, or they're still trying to figure it out, I guess. I'm not sure where they are right now. We'll have to wait and see when the season begins if they finally have realized that all this politicization of their sport has been to no avail. It's actually been very costly for them.
Well, and I think the Oscars found this out this last episode of the Oscars, because it was the least watched episode ever. And then, of course, 47 of the respondents who said that they didn't watch the Oscars because they were tired of being full of political statements.
Exactly. Well, I mean, within the initial minutes of the Oscars, when Jimmy Kimmel came out, I mean, you just heard a power surge of people turning their channels, and look at the numbers. What were they off? About 20% from the previous year?
The national weeper in chief. And I think people were tired of him particularly.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I was enormous football fan, enormous NFL fan.
Mm, right.
And I watched my Baltimore Ravens in the London game kneel during the national anthem and stand for the British national anthem.
Mm.
And I turned off my set and I turned off my fandom. And that's it. I'm done. Mm. They're not getting me back. And I think there's a fair number of fans that they're not getting back. And that's the NFL's fear. And that's got to be Oscar's fear. But the policy from Hollywood and from the sports media is we're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't want that, there's something wrong with us. We need to be forced into it. So they're going to double down, triple down. So whether it's the Oscars or the Kids' Choice Awards over the weekend or whatever, they just keep hammering us.
Exactly. Well, they're destroying their brand, Dan. And if they continue to do this, it's going to be a rough road back for them, as it is already. They've disenfranchised their fans like yourself. How do they bring you back? They can only hope that they have a winning season. And what are the chances, of every team in the league having a winning season? Somebody's going to be paying the price for this for a long time.
Yeah, and for me, they can't win me back.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, I had season tickets for a long time, so I paid tens of thousands of dollars as a fan to go to games and to pay for players who turn around and then protest the national anthem and complain that the fans are racist.
Yeah, exactly.
But, probably not a good strategy for the millionaire to turn around and pay people who are ordinary working stiffs and tell them, oh, by the way, you're racist for funding me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. How does that make sense? Exactly. And then what's happening, Dan Gaynor, is that the people who have made alternate choices are saying, you know what? Last Sunday, instead of watching a football game, I spent more time with my son and we had a great family time. You know, maybe that's a better investment of my time. And I think this is what's happening, right?
The XFL, Tom. I think it would be pretty easy to make the XFL into a viable league with simpler rules and get rid of a lot of the BS of the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, in light of the cultural animus, now more than ever, amusement is really so needed to give us that bit of respite. I even, even like on our radio show, we try not to keep everything so political or, so driven by controversy. We like to have breaks. I call them, islands of respite that they can enjoy in the show so that, there's just some pure entertainment, something where we can stimulate the mind and the brain without, bombarding it with, something that's just going to be so adversarial when, they deal with enough adversary already, whether it's just even trying to find a parking space at a shopping market,
Yeah, I think what the media have forgotten is it's entertainment.
Yes.
I learned to be on radio many years ago from an old-time radio guy in Baltimore named Harry Shriver. Great guy.
Right.
And one of the things he said, it doesn't matter what your message is on radio. He said, if you're boring, people turn it up.
He said,
you got to be entertaining. He said, it's about the show. It's about the audience. It's not about you. And so, if you crack jokes, you talk about current events or you mention the sports game or the NCAA Final Four, that gets people interested. That's
exactly
what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be all agenda.
Yeah, and we did have a great game last night, and now with the Final Four, you got two number ones and a 3 and 11, and who would have thought? I think Sister Jane is going to be conscripted by some other college.
I'm disappointed they didn't have the 16, though, because that was my alma mater
that
beat UVA.
Yes. Oh, yeah, but, you know, but it's, but this is what we love about this time of year, that we can watch basketball, you know, and you see these talented kids before they go pro, and, there's just something real special about March Madness, and thank God they've protected that franchise as well and kept it apolitical to where we can, you know, just sit back and enjoy a good basketball game.
Yeah, well, that's, and you know that there are forces that want to change that, that mm-hmm. want to make it more agenda, and thankfully they haven't bowed to it. They haven't pushed gun control and during it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know there are sports people who want to.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, and if you want that, then you can go watch the march. There's plenty of channels covering that and, you know, whipping up, you know, all kinds of fervor. Or if you want, you can also hear about the president's wild ways with one Stormy Daniels. I mean, there's plenty of choices. And this is where, you know, we live in a free America. But for those of us, you know, clearly the empirical evidence is loud and clear when 75% are agreeing with the statement. When I watch live sports or entertainment shows on TV, I'm trying to get away from politics. Leave me alone, right?
Yeah, that's a message that if the media actually knew what the heck they were doing, they'd listen to.
Well, we can only hope that they're listening, and so far in sports. But, you know, ESPN also has paid a big price because they went political. Look at how many people, and I think in some cases they were talented people, and they just, you know, I guess got drunk on their own grape juice, and, you know, they end up committing suicide here.
Well, remember, to the left, everything is political, mm-hmm. and so they want your sports political. They want your church political. They want your TV show political. They want everything political because that's how they view the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't view the world that way, you're wrong, and you must be convinced.
Right. And you're going to be convinced, you're going to be compelled to change your mind one way or another. And, of course, all this is coming to exposure with things that Lois Lerner and the IRS affected and what, you know, the FBI now, you know, trusted institutions heretofore. And, you know, America's got some decisions to make. And, you know, and they've got to fight to, you know, they've got to fight for what they really believe in. As we were saying earlier, it comes down to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, our founding fathers had it down, and it's very wise. And with all these things that come into our culture and into our homes, you know, does it add or take away from that proposition? Does it afford us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or is it compromising it?
Yeah, and I think the media don't like to hear those words, don't like to hear us talk that way, because I think they know that they will be found wanting.
Yeah, exactly. And when you think about America along those lines, I mean, without those value statements, where would sports, where would entertainment be today?
We'd be watching soccer.
Yeah, government soccer. And at halftime, we'd watch the players being beaten because they missed a goal or something, right?
Yeah, North Korean soccer. That's North Korean soccer right there.
I mean, really, think about it. I mean, you know, we're so blessed, Dan Gaynor, to be in this country, to have an opportunity to be entertained, to enjoy the giftings and talents of some very talented people. But if they're not careful, you know, they're going to marginalize themselves and be irrelevant. And that's what's happening way too often these days. But that's a message. It's up to them. If they can perceive it, fine, then we'll all be the better for it, including themselves. Dan Gaynor with the Media Research Center. Dan, appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked.